Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, August 2nd edition of the program. We have Ayman al-Zawahiri dead, killed in a drone strike by U.S. military in Kabul. He was sliced by the Switchblade missile, or the Ninja missile, as people are calling it. So al-Qaeda's longtime, well, formerly number two, and then the de facto spiritual leader of al-Qaeda is gone. We'll discuss that. Plus, Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan this morning. What should we make of this? What should our expectations be? And Manchin trying to convince everybody that his inflation reduction bill, or his role in the inflation reduction bill, somehow makes sense. I think that's going to be a much tougher sell for him, but we will dive into that. First, though, is there another organization like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation that is as dedicated to supporting America's heroes and their families ever since the tragic events of September 11th? Because I can't think of one. When a first responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation does amazing work. I donate every month. Please consider donating. You can start at just $11 a month. All right, so Zawahiri is dead. He was killed in a drone strike over the weekend. Joe Biden spoke about this, so it was official from the White House as of last night. Here is what Biden had to say about this strike. I mean, he was telling us what I think was already pretty broadly reported on.
Our intelligence community located Zawahiri earlier this year. He had moved to downtown Kabul to reunite with members of his immediate family. After carefully considering the clear and convincing evidence of his location, I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all. This mission was carefully planned, rigorously minimized the risk of harm to other civilians. And 1 week ago, after being advised that the conditions were optimal, I gave the final approval to go get him. And the mission was a success. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties.
So this is justice delivered, although it took 20 plus years to get to this point. Zawahiri did a lot of damage, not just the horrific events of 9/11, which he was a key plotter in, but also the USS Cole bombing in Yemen and many, many terrorist plots and acts thereafter. So Zawahiri was somebody with a $25 million bounty on his head for good reason. I see the FBI has, as of today, updated his most wanted poster to deceased. And there is a satisfaction that only justice can bring right now. A lot of people feel. And justice does mean that he was a military target and he was taken off the battlefield. So it is a good thing. Now let's talk about the second order effects of this. What the heck is going on in Kabul, Afghanistan? Well, I think we know. You have the Haqqani Network, who are designated terrorists, who are allies of Al-Qaeda, and for all intents and purposes, in many ways, a part of Al-Qaeda, an extension of Al-Qaeda in many regards, with what their goals are, how they operate, who their enemies are. They run Afghanistan. Sirajuddin Haqqani is in charge of Afghanistan. I mean, these are really bad people, and they're terrorists, and they run the country. So why would Zawahiri move to Kabul and live in a relatively speaking, wealthy part of Kabul? I mean, I've spent some time in that city myself. He was not far from the U.S. Embassy compound when he was hit by this drone, or what was the U.S. Embassy compound. So what exactly does this tell us? That the Taliban runs Afghanistan, and the Taliban is willing to host not just Al-Qaeda elements, but even the senior most infamous figures of Al-Qaeda. No problem with it. They knew he was there. They are friends of his. They are running that country. And they have tens of billions of dollars of military hardware, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, left behind after the disastrous Biden withdrawal program. So, yeah, Zawahiri was killed. That's a good thing. But what does it mean about Afghanistan? And one thing I can tell you from a time I spent in the CIA's counterterrorism center and looking at these problems for my job all day for years is that taking out leadership feels like it's progress, feels like it's an accomplishment when you're fighting against these unconventional military targets, effectively, these terrorist entities. And yet the history shows us, whether it is the killing of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the head of AQI. Guess what? The insurgency got worse in Iraq after Zarqawi was killed. The killing of Osama bin Laden himself. After that, ISIS, the Islamic State, became more powerful than ever, seized territory inside of Iraq, took the city of Mosul, created its caliphate. That was after bin Laden was killed. So, yes, it's a good thing, but we should think of it more like a general was taken off of the battlefield of the enemy, but the rest of the military is still there. The rest of their fighters are still there. And so this is not the end in any real sense. This is just another step in this very long process of trying to eventually eradicate Al-Qaeda, not just as an entity, as an organization, but as a belief system. So it is a very bad sign for what's going on in Afghanistan that Zawahiri was living in a house in right in downtown. I mean, this is in Kabul terms, this is like living in Midtown Manhattan, right in the center of things. So there you have it. Now, why now? That's another question. I'm sure a lot of you are going to say, hey, Buck, hold on a second. Are we supposed to think this is a coincidence? Pelosi decides to go to Taiwan. She was in Taiwan this morning. Pelosi decides to go to Taiwan. Biden decides to pull the trigger with this drone strike on Zawahiri. You'll notice, oh, these are foreign policy wins that are going to get a lot of media focus and attention right now. But they've been on the table for, well, as long as these people have been in charge, as long as they've been in their respective positions. Why is Pelosi going to China? I mean, sorry, to Taiwan now, even risking the anger of the Chinese Communist Party? Well, because I think she realizes that the Democrat Party needs to have some story, some narrative, and they're desperate to cobble it together. Of, look, we take action on national security, they will say. Look at the Zawahiri strike. He was there for months. They're going to say that this was the best opportunity we had to get him. But is that really true? Or did they wait? Did they know he was there and he was living effectively out in the open in Kabul, known to many people that he was there? You know, that's not the kind of thing you can hide, right? Zawahiri is second only to bin Laden in terms of notoriety, facial recognition, among all of the jihadist terrorists of the last 20 some odd years. Zawahiri is second only to bin Laden. So people knew he was there and he was living out in the open. In Kabul, I mean, not out. You know, well, he wasn't making TikToks of himself, obviously, but he was. It seems to me like it's a very realistic possibility that the Biden administration was holding this as not an October surprise, but an August surprise to go into the midterms of, see, we got Zawahiri. We understand national security. Don't worry about that huge war in Europe that's going on after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Don't worry about that. Really? And then there's also the Pelosi visit to Taiwan. Pelosi is a human being. She is only concerned with herself. She only cares about herself. Okay. This is not a person who is a public servant. This is a person who has served herself through the pretense of doing public good. She's a leftist, a self-dealing, sanctimonious leftist who has just done whatever she can to accrue power and wealth for herself and her husband, including using some really interesting information over a long period of time. So does she care about freedom in Taiwan? Really? I don't think so. But this is a chance for Nancy Pelosi to do something. People are going to say, oh, it's so brave. China didn't do anything in response to this as it was happening, and I think is unlikely to do anything meaningful in response to it afterwards anyway. Yeah, they'll make noise. They'll test Taiwanese airspace or something. You know, they'll do something so they can say, see, we're ready and willing to assert our authority. But there was some risk here of escalation or miscalculation, I suppose. We always have to take that possibility into account. So why would Pelosi do that? Well, because this gives CNN and the Democrat media a narrative. A narrative other than Joe Biden is too old, is an incompetent, and is making everything worse in this country. We took out Zawahiri. It took over 20 years, folks. Over 20 years to get this guy. So yes, it is justice done, but you know, imagine a serial killer, which is effectively what Zawahiri is on the run. You know, if it takes 20 years to catch him, I don't know if you necessarily say, well, it's great police work. Yeah, would have been great police work if you caught him in 2 weeks. 20 years after multiple full-scale military invasions in the region and billions of dollars spent in the intelligence community and the whole drone program, everything else, took us 21 years to get this guy. Okay. I mean, it's the right thing. It's a good thing. But I don't know if it's a spike the football in the end zone thing for our intelligence community and those who ordered the strike. That's all I'm saying. It certainly took a very long time to get here. And in terms of what it means for Afghanistan, it's nothing good going on there, folks. It's going to be a terror sanctuary. It already is a terror sanctuary, but it's going to be an increasingly dangerous one. It's just a question of what their next moves will be to become a platform for the jihad, I think. And then Pelosi and China, what is going to change as a result of this? Is U.S. policy going to change? Is Chinese policy going to change? No. But this is an obsession with the optics, an obsession with the pageantry of diplomacy as more meaningful than it really is. Ultimately, the questions that remain are, will China use force to take Taiwan? Will we use force to prevent them from doing so if China chooses to do so? Okay, that's the situation. That is the circumstance that faces us. And this Pelosi touchdown in Taiwan doesn't change any of that. So this is what we face. Now, on to Senator Manchin. He had a sit down today with Harris Faulkner of Fox News, in which she was pushing back on, and he's trying to tell us this bill, this anti-inflation bill, which is just crazy, is going to do all these great things. Here she is actually asking some really good questions.
Are you saying that Mitch McConnell and others in the Senate are wrong about those numbers and that Americans' taxes are not going to go up that point?
Totally, absolutely wrong. Totally wrong. And here's the thing. They're looking at it through political lenses. Look at it through the American lens.
I'm just asking questions.
I'm just answering questions.
Okay.
I want to answer these questions because what you're asking and the facts you have are completely wrong.
You're just wrong. Oh, really? I don't think she's wrong. I think Joe Manchin knows that he's caught being a big lib. Pretends, I'm just Joe Manchin. You can trust me. I'm just one of the guys. I'm a Democrat, but I'm a West Virginia Democrat and the whole thing. No way. Guy's a fraud. And caving on this, what? Because it's going to help so much with inflation. This is ridiculous. And he knows it, but they put a lot of pressure on him. They put a lot of heat on him. And he finally caved. And here's just a rule. Anytime someone is doing something like this and they're telling you there's no downside, spending hundreds of billions of dollars, taxing hundreds of billions more, and they will not admit to a trade-off, they're lying to you. Okay, so just always start with that. If they'll tell you, yeah, look, here's the good part, here's the bad part, I think it's worth it, at least they're being honest with you. Joe Manchin is lying to his constituents and lying to the American people. And I appreciate that, Harris Faulkner decided to push back on some of that today. And you could tell he was getting a little feisty there. He was getting a little angry. We'll continue to follow this and more, team. Make sure you check out the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast as well. I'm on solo this week for 3 hours. So I'm going, if you didn't hear me talk about something here, but you want to hear about the latest, go there. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show and subscribe to that podcast too. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.